What is up, my favorite transfer cats? Welcome to 30 Days to Transfer. Transfer Man here. You can find me at transferman.org and like and subscribe to my YouTube channel for Transfer Man live events. They are going to be taking place all throughout the state this year. I'm so excited. It is a beautiful morning here in Palm Desert, California. I'm excited because it's only going to be like 200 degrees today. I know. I can wear my, you know, heavier transfer cape today, so we'll see. Also, I have Time to Transfer. Yo, Triple T is coming, and those are video highlights on each campus as I go throughout the state. Those are going to be on Transfer Man Live, which is part of my YouTube channel. Don't suffer from FOMOOT, that is fear of missing out on transfer. Subscribe today. Well, this is episode 4, giving yourself the boot. This episode is all about self-sabotage. To explain the word origin, I have my very good friend here, Napoleon Transfer Part here. I know. So, first of all, welcome to the show. Da 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 da. Bonjour. Hi there, Napoleon. Can you tell us a little bit about the word origin of sabotage?
The word sabotage originates from the French word sabot, which means a wooden shoe, or you say the clog. In 19th century, the French workers often wearing sabots would deliberately interfere with the machinery by throwing their shoes into the gears to disrupt production and protest their working conditions. This act of disruption came to be known as sabotage.
Wow, that is really fascinating, Napoleon. Wow, that is really cool. Well, thank you for coming in.
You know, I wish I would have transferred earlier. I wish I would have transferred my artillery, and Wellington, his troops, are coming on the left.
Napoleon, thank you very much. I know that you would like to have transferred, but this is a show about transferring in higher education.
That too, I only had my associate's degree, and I wish I would have gone on for the bachelor. So everybody out there, I hope you transfer, and bon courage, et à demain, okay? Au revoir.
Thank you. That is wonderful. So from history, we had Napoleon Transfer Part. That is amazing. So self-sabotage is doing that to yourself. That's what we're all talking about, breaking the chains of self-sabotage, moving forward toward a creator mindset. Today's episode is about something we all face at some point in our lives, self-sabotage. If you've ever procrastinated on a transfer application, I know who would do that, skipped a deadline, or because you were afraid of failing, or you told yourself, I'm just not smart enough for that school, this episode is for you. By the end of the day, you'll understand three things. Number one, what self-sabotage is. Number two, the common ways it shows up in the transfer process. And three, how to replace a victim mindset or learned helplessness with a creator mindset so you can take control of your future. All right, let's learn the basics. Quick story. I had a student recently that was accepted to every single UC, and guess what? He was accepted to all of them the year before. We celebrated his success then, and then a strange thing happened. I saw him the following year on campus, and I asked, why are you still here? And he said, oh, I've got some more classes I've got to take. And then he wanted to earn another associate's degree. And I asked him, you know what's better than 5 associate's degrees? Anyone out there? 1 bachelor's degree. That's right. He was suffering from self-sabotage when he didn't SIR that year. You see, he was academically ready, but not mentally ready. And he did everything he could do to stay in the comfort of the community college. the life he knew well, where everything was predictable and safe. So how do we spot this self-sabotage? Self-sabotage happens when your actions work against your own goals. It's like you're both the driver and the person throwing the nails out on the road in front of your own car. So why do we do this? Well, most of the time it comes from fear. Fear of failure, fear of success. I know, isn't that weird? Or fear of change. It's easier to avoid risk than to face it. In the transfer world, this might look like procrastinating on applications until the very last minute. You'd be surprised how many applications get turned in November 30th. Not asking for help because you don't want to bother anyone or look unprepared. Dropping classes. Ooh, instead of seeking tutoring when things get tough, I'll just drop it. I'll transfer next year. Or telling yourself, people like me don't get into UCLA or UC Berkeley. Not true. Here's the key. These behaviors aren't about laziness. They're actually about protecting yourself from discomfort or rejection. If you don't apply, you can't get rejected, right? But you also can't succeed. When self-sabotage goes unchecked, it creates what we call the victim mindset. A lot of our career and counseling courses at the community college focus on that mindset, the tenacity, the grit. This is when you believe life is happening to you rather than for you. It sounds something like this. Quote, "The system is rigged. My counselor didn't tell me about the deadline. I can't transfer because I don't have connections." Closely related is something psychologists call learned helplessness. This happens when you've faced so many barriers in the past that you stop trying altogether. Right? Yeah, remember your Psych 1 class, learned helplessness? You start to believe, why bother? Nothing I do will matter. Just like the dogs in that experiment, you no longer want to jump over the fence because you're going to get that electric shock no matter where you are. Here's the hard truth. Yes, there are real barriers, financial, systemic, personal. But staying in a victim mindset gives away your power. You give it away. It keeps you stuck in a loop of frustration instead of moving towards your goals. The alternative is to shift into a creator mindset. In a creator mindset, you see yourself as the driver of your life, not a passenger. You acknowledge challenges, but you focus on what you can control. Instead of saying, "I can't transfer because I don't have money," the creator asks, "What resources can I use to make this affordable? Scholarships, financial aid, part-time work?" We are lucky in California. The financial aid packages for low-income first-gen students are amazing at the UC system. And Cal State, they're excellent. So here's a simple framework to help you shift. Change your language. A victim says, "I can't." A creator says, "I choose to. I will figure it out." Break tasks into small steps. Instead of saying, "The UC application is overwhelming," commit to just creating an account today. Do it. Set it up. Go to UC Apply. Go to CSU Apply. Set up your account today. Ask for help early. Seek out the transfer center. Tutoring, mental health services, general counseling. These aren't signs of weaknesses. They are signs of strength when you use your resources. I tell that to my own kids all the time. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. Go use it. Celebrate your progress, not perfection. Each step you take counts. You know, if you think about life in terms of steps, it's all a series of steps. It's not one giant leap for transfer kind. It's one small step for transfer kind, right? Remember that very famous quote? applying isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up. I met a very wise professor one time, and he said that to the whole class. Life is about showing up. I can't agree with that more. The older I get, the more I realize, you know, it doesn't go to the smartest. The victories don't necessarily go to the most talented. It really goes to the people who show up. All right, let's apply these to real transfer situations. In terms of procrastination, a victim will say, I'll never finish this on time. A creator is going to say, tonight, I'll just focus on the first two questions. For financial aid confusion, a victim would say, FAFSA is too complicated. I'll just skip it. A creator mindset will say, I'll set up a meeting with financial aid to walk me through it. Financial aid offices have workshops all the time. Fear or rejection, a victim would say, why bother applying to UCLA? I'll never get in. Whereas a creator would say, I'll give myself the chance. Even if it's a no, I'll learn something. You know, I realized that a while back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we go through this journey, but the worst thing that they could say is no. And you know what that's going to affect? Nothing. You're going to get yeses. The worst thing that they could say is no. When you realize that, it's kind of like you realize you're a tightrope walker, but you got a net right there. You're not going to fall. You're not going to fall and hurt yourself. The worst thing they could say is no. Go for it. All right. Remember, transferring isn't just about moving schools. It's about transforming yourself. The transfer process is not physically just moving to a new campus. It's the transfer within you. Every outward journey begins with an inward one, right? Every time you choose action over fear, you build the muscles of resilience and self-trust. If you take one thing away today, let it be this. You're not stuck. You have choices. And those choices will shape your future. Thanks for joining me today on 30 Days to Transfer. Tomorrow we have the high of the transfer. That's right. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend and follow me on Instagram at TransferManCCC. And don't forget to visit TransferMan.org for resources to make your transfer journey smoother. Until next time, remember, you are the driver, not the passenger. Go create the future you deserve.